Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who love to watch how the stars affect our daily lives, the politics around us, and our spiritual search. I am Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana, and I hope to be joined by Ann Ortley and Mark Woltz as the evening progresses. Ann's been traveling on a cruise through the Caribbean, and I'd love to hear how it's gone for her during this interesting time. And tonight we're looking at how the stars are. Everything is moving direct so far, which is lovely. There's no planets retrograde at the moment, and there won't be until April. And that's a kind of an exciting time to move forward. But it's not always feeling that greatly adventurous. We have Venus and Mars both in mutable signs at the moment. Venus in a sign that it's exalted in Pisces. And Mars in Gemini. And tonight, the Mars and the Moon conjunct each other in Gemini. And Mars is still they're both out of bounds. They're both beyond the normal path of the sun, which is called the bounds. And so when they are out of bounds, they tend to act with less rules, less restrictions, less ordinary ways. Now, Mars has been out of bounds for a long time. It's still just turning around from and just beginning to build up speed from its long retrograde. And while Mars has been retrograde, then stationary, now just beginning to move forward, but still always out of bounds for the last 2 months. In Gemini, the impulse control has been low, and we've been watching very strange gun battles. We've seen more gun, mass shootings, and the words and long conversations about police brutality and what's in the bounds of police brutality, what is not, with the recent problems in Memphis. And this is an important conversation. The Gemini says, keep this a conversation. Help us deal with that. And here's Mark Woltz. Mark, is that you?
Hello, Heather. Yes, it's me calling in from New York.
And it's -5 here today. How is it there?
It's what?
It's -5 degrees out here in Montana. How is it there?
Okay, we have a very tropical 51 degrees.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm.
And we're in the 40s and 50s for the most of the so-called winter.
Yeah, it's getting strange.
Yeah.
It's getting strange. We were just talking about the important conversation to have with the Mars and the Moon in Gemini, and Mars and Moon are both out of bounds, and the important conversations around gun control and the recent police violence. And in general, I'm hearing important conversations that around, what do we do? What's our sense of purpose with that lineup? And with Venus and Mars square, there's some, tension this week. The sun is moving into a square with Uranus, and Venus is moving into a square with Mars. And that's not terrible, but it is uncomfortable. What would you say about those two aspects, the sun-Uranus square and the Venus-Mars square? The sun-Uranus
square.
The sun-Uranus
square.
Mm-hmm.
If people decide to use it for their own ego development,
mm-hmm.
push, they'll have no regard for anyone else, and they'll think they're the smartest person in the room. And so that's like a very egotistical use of it, and it doesn't get people too far, but they think it does.
Mm-hmm.
A more positive way of dealing with Uranus square sun is to celebrate differences and realize that we all are individual. And the more I help you come out as an individual, the more you help me, and we all help each other.
Uh-huh.
So Uranus, it insists on each of us being unique. And when it squares the sun, there's a tension. It's kind of an arm wrestling match between,
right,
who I am and who I insist I am.
Yeah, that's an interesting
point. Who I am when I'm just being me. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. the normal case. But when the sun squares Uranus, suddenly I want to insist on it. You mm-hmm. have to get why I'm unique.
That's an interesting point. And it's happening in fixed signs. So it's such a paradox because the sun Uranus calls for change, and yet those fixed signs says that, you know, let's stubborn, let's sink it down and do this our way. So that doesn't look good for good political conversation this week. It looks like people will be, you know, more performative comments than actually trying to engage in communication.
But yeah.
We're going to see that in the news. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Venus square Mars puts us all in a lot of tension as to whether we want to operate in attracting or we want to operate by aggression. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we can draw people to us and use our better instincts, you know, of what we can give for others and what we can do for others. Or we can say, I don't have to make nice. I'm just going to take what I want. And that's the Mars.
Right.
And Mars is, and there's a balance where you do both.
Yeah.
But when those two square, we end up feeling it has to be one or the other.
So that's going to be an interesting combination. Over the next 15 days, the sun moves into a conjunction with Saturn. And Mercury comes to conjunct Pluto. So there's some serious issues coming up. Not because all the planets are not retrograde, it can mean fresh problems, not necessarily a lack of problems. But those two aspects ask us to get serious. And it's great if we've been trying to get serious on some work and haven't been able to get there. You know, we can use that Mercury-Pluto conjunction as a healthy way to fixate or obsess on something. If we've got some work to do that really needs us to throw ourselves into it, that's an excellent combination. But watch where your mind gets stuck over the next few weeks as Mercury approaches that Pluto conjunction and the Sun conjunct Saturn. You know, we'll feel it now, but it'll be building up about taking things seriously, doing what we said we were going to do, and putting our focus into a healthy place.
Yeah, the Sun conjunct Saturn is actually, it's an annual event. And,
mm-hmm.
and so the Sun kind of reports back to Saturn how it did for the whole
year.
An
interesting way of doing talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the Sun has gone all the way around the zodiac, 1 degree at a time. And had a relationship to Saturn as it went, reporting sometimes, like with a trine, there was good news, with an opposition, there's tension. And so anyway, the Sun goes all the way around, and it gets back to where it was around a year ago. And that's a big report time. So Saturn is sitting there waiting for the Sun to arrive.
Mm-hmm,
kind of like
mm-hmm.
a school teacher waiting to see your homework, you know.
more like a senior project. A chance to check in with yourself and with your work and with what you promised yourself you do, you know. What are you responsible for? I think of Saturn as our inner martial arts sensei, you know, who asks us to do the work and step forward, you know, to training us. So it's kind of reporting into our inner sensei, our inner martial arts teacher this week, over the next 2 weeks.
Yes, it's interesting that the Sun squares Uranus now, and then it's going to conjunct Saturn in 15 days. Mm-hmm. In a way, it's kind of the last hurrah for rebelliousness, and then we head toward reporting to Saturn.
Yeah, like now we got to do our homework.
Right.
But, yeah. And I think with the talk about, it's February 10th that, right before that, that the Mercury conjuncts Pluto. And I think it's going to, both of those are going to echo interestingly around issues of gun control and police training. You know, I'd love to see the police trained better and supported better so that they are not and held more accountable all at the same time and maybe paid better so that we have can have higher expectations of them. But I think there's some real conversation has to go on how, you know, what is going on with the police of our country. And we think of Saturn and Mars are both connected around the issues of police. Because on a good day they're the good responsible Saturn, but they're not the authoritarian Saturn, and on a good day they're the hero Mars, not the bully violent Mars. But though their shadow is sitting right there. Yeah, so that's going to be an interesting process during that time. And you know, I think you had some interesting conversations on how do we get serious face. I often see with that Mercury-Pluto conjunction is another aspect that happens once a year, usually. And it, it's about what is our, we can get a little obsessive. We can kind of get sad or morbid or, look for the worst case. But it can also just be a way, help us handle some unpleasant truths. Like, what do we need to come face-to-face with and incorporate? Or, what do we want to focus on? What do we feel the best Mercury-Pluto conjunctions I've had? I've been, in the midst of doing a painting and spent all my time on that painting. And so it can be a really productive obsession if we want it to be.
Yeah, time goes by and you don't even know it.
Mm-hmm. But with that Moon and Mars out of bounds in Gemini and Mars and Venus coming to square and the Sun square Uranus, one of the pieces that I'm seeing is just missing each other, just being a little out of sync, where households or clients or going to the store, where everything is just a little out of sync, a little off center, and it's easy to take that personally and get frustrated with people. Because, they might be, trying to figure something out just when you're trying to talk to them. And by the time you give up and walk away, they've figured it out. And now like, hey, where'd you go? You just kind of give it a little extra padding and leeway to allow the interface with yourself and others. I think it's going to be an important part of that process.
Yeah.
So shall we take some, I gather Anne just got off the boat yesterday or this morning from her cruise and may not be up to talking yet tonight. Hopefully she'll join us next week. It's been such an exciting time for her to be on that boat. She's been on a cruise being there, the resident astrologer on a cruise for a while, which has been good. So let's give it a conversation here. Hello, area code 858-736. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi. So I'm on the phone with my husband right now, and I'm going to give you his birthday.
Okay.
Hello.
Michael, his birthday is January 10th, 1963.
Yes, time?
Sorry, I couldn't quite hear that.
January 10th, 1963. What time?
Okay.
Oh, sorry, 9:03 p.m. Royal Oaks, Michigan.
In Royal Oaks, Michigan. And what is your question?
I called you last week, and I had, like, the last look at what's happening, because so much is happening so fast. There's so much going on, and every time we used to be, yeah, there's just a lot going on.
Mm-hmm. And so is there a specific, you know, and the question is, what's going on? Is that correct?
Okay, I'm trying to launch a project and stalling.
It's a little hard to hear you, too. Can you get a little closer to the phone or make it so we can hear you better?
Yeah, I'm stalling on a project and
not getting done. And it's not that I have a lot going on. I'm busy and a lot of balls in the air, but a big project I'm supposed to be launching, I was supposed to be launching at the end of January, and I have not got it together yet.
And you're wondering why?
Maybe why, and also timing. When should I shoot for my next launch? I spoke with the group.
They said
launch 24.
There's a lot coming up over the next few years that will feel like, you know, you've got about a four-year, your progress sun conjuncts Jupiter in about 4 years, saying it will be time to just really expand. So what you're doing now is a setup for what's happening in about 4 years from now. You're just getting over your second Saturn return, and Saturn is opposed your Mars. So it's hard for you to do what you want because so much busyness and so many obligations have gotten your way. Now, you tend to see the big picture. You tend to know, network, and feel responsible for a lot of people. But that can make it hard for you to focus on what's important to you. You tend to focus on what is urgent, but not always on what's important. And Pluto is coming up to conjunct your south node in Aquarius, saying you really have to look at how you tend to put your responsibilities to the group ahead of your responsibilities to you. They don't have to be either or. You can be first your responsibilities to you and then to the group. You know, oxygen mask on first and then on the children. And it just feels like it's a really important time for you to sort out what's your work and what's not, what's important to you and what's not, over the next few years, but particularly the next few months. So that's what I see is kind of like the bigger pieces that are hitting you in this process. And it looks to me, you know, you can get this moving just about any time you're ready. Everybody else is ready for you. Are we talking about, do you want to do this in the next few months or a few days?
I couldn't have asked for a better answer. I would say in the next few weeks to a month.
Then I would say, you know, you've got you could, like, tomorrow. But if you want to do this, you might aim for the full moon that's coming up in a couple of days, if that's something that would be of interest to you. Let me get you a time on that. And how much work do you have to do to get ready for that?
I wouldn't be able to launch on the 5th. That would not. I would say the intelligent way to do this would be to say, you know, 2 to 4 weeks probably to launch.
Okay, and just kind of a little bit on the nature of what you're launching, because you look for different aspects.
Oh, I'm launching
upon
a leadership course, an online leadership course.
Okay. And so you get to be the leader of your online leadership course.
Yeah, that's interesting, because leadership is all over your chart.
I'm a professional speaker, so I've created it's my first big online offering.
And I think you're so good at online, at speaking the minute you're on, but preparing to launch something like this is much more self-consciousness making you get much more self-conscious in that process.
You better believe it.
What causes that?
Yeah, I would say that Sun-Saturn conjunction that we were talking about with February 16th with the moon in Capricorn would be a very good time for you to launch.
Yeah.
Okay? Because that's about leadership. That's people take, you know, as Mark was saying, that's, well, how did you put that, Mark, that you just said so well? Checking in with your...
Oh, about Saturn and the sun?
The sun, yeah.
Yeah, it's everything that you've been gathering and collecting and trying and testing for the whole last year. Now it's you're reporting it to Saturn. What worked, what didn't work, and how to distill everything, all of your experience into what works. So that all comes together in 15 days.
Well,
wow.
Yeah. So we are aiming for February 15th or 16th or 17th. And I think that gives you a chance to step forward in it. Also, when you've got a tight time deadline, you motivate and you can sort more easily. If you don't have that tight if you don't have the tight deadline, then you tend to procrastinate and get sidetracked because that little part of you that's a little self-conscious drags things across your path and distracts you.
Absolutely. Why?
Okay.
Why do I do that?
That's that because you are a bit of a perfectionist about yourself and you would love to be perfect with that moon in Leo, and you want, but you are a work in progress. And to accept that you are a journey, you're a work in progress, that you do a lot better on the fly, or, you know, give you lemons, you'll make lemonade, give you a blank canvas, and you get a little self-conscious. So that think of this not as a performance that people are going to judge you by this, but what have you experienced that you can offer them that they need? Let this be a work in progress. Let this be, you know, this is a leadership course, and it's an experimental leadership course, and put it out there that it's an experimental leadership course, and then we can all learn together. And you'll have a little bit less self-consciousness on that.
Thank you so much.
This is a situation where you're leading leaders. And that's different from just leading people.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Good
wonderful.
Luck.
Yeah,
very
good luck.
And I think you'll be fabulous once you get going.
Yep.
Thanks so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. Okay. And then we have, and only one more has raised her hand if you want to talk. You know, make sure you press 1. Hello, area code 510982. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hey, thanks, Heather, for taking my call. It's 5581.
1881, yes, time.
It's May 5th, 81. I don't know if you
right.
got that. It's 2:54 a.m.
Once more on the date?
May 5th.
May 5th, okay, May 5th, 81. Good.
54 a.m. And where?
Yeah, and then Elkhorn, Wisconsin.
And what's your question tonight?
I know Saturn's getting out of my 12th, and it's kind of like a rebirth year. I mean, Uranus is sitting on my sun and has been sitting on my sun off and on since 2021.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any insight about money, I definitely had a progressed Scorpio moon, and during that whole time, I just went through a massive underworld trip. And Circe is conjunct my sun and my natal, and you know, definitely it was having to do with that kind of thing. And I'm just 7 lunar cycles out of this horrible situation. I'm definitely doing the Sag progressed moon studying. But I have to kind of rebuild everything from scratch. And I've been massively healing lots of stuff from past lives, from this situation, from, and then just
you've
the
been
piece has been, yeah.
Well, the good news is Saturn's out of your 12th house in a few months, right? And mm-hmm. Uranus is just past its last conjunction to your sun. It's been three of them in a row, and it's just moving on. So you won't feel the calmness yet. I won't say until the second half of February. I want you to be really kind to yourself during those aspects we were talking about, the Mercury-Pluto conjunction, the Sun-Saturn conjunction. And after that, I think you will feel like you know where you're going a bit more grounded than you have before. Neptune has been sextile, which is a nice aspect, but it's still fuzzy making to your Venus and now to your Mercury. Good imagination, but sometimes it's easy for you to get lost in your hopes and your fears. Right now, today, this month, your progressed moon in Sagittarius is opposed your progressed Mars. And the progressed Mars has been going back and forth over, the transiting Mars has been going back and forth over your progressed Mars. So it's been a tricky couple of months for you. I would calm that nervous energy and keep focusing on the next step. What's the next thing that will take you where you're going? What's the next step? You're so good at juggling so many things, but you can really overload when you feel like everything is all happening at once. When Saturn comes into your first house, it will feel like suddenly people can see all the hard work that you've been doing behind the scenes. And that you will feel more like, okay, I'm here. People can see what I'm doing. I'm finally getting credit for all this hard work.
Do you really think so?
Yeah. And that's in March.
And the fact that, you know, my Chiron is double Taurus and I'm not supposed to work hard, you know, that's my south node. So I've really worked to do the north node, you know, and ground into the reality. But I need to make money, and I'm doing all of the physical pieces, the inner work, the belief reprogramming.
If you can handle it, you're meant to work steadily, not hard, but steadily. And let that Taurus, you know, Taurus is the tortoise that won the race over the hare, that just didn't stop. And it's not that a hurry, it's not overdoing it, it's the steadiness of it that brings the Taurus around. You have Mars ruling your second house. The ruler of that is in the second house. You know, you can do this good work. You know, it's so healthy for you to do this on your own terms rather than feeling like you owe somebody for the process. You know, you've got Pluto in the eighth house. So when you ask other people for money, you count on them for money. It always ends up feeling manipulating and difficult, doesn't it?
I mean, I never really had that option.
That independence, like you, it feels like you're really building on good territory now. And so I just feel like hold in there. Mark, do you see anything else that can help her?
The main thing is to stay steady and focus. That's really what brings the growth to you. So, and also don't keep shifting responsibilities. Find the most important things that you're responsible for and stick with them and make them as strong as you can.
I mean, I definitely have done all of that and I guess it's just like I can thrive, I can be a MacGyver, I'm super resourceful, but I'm sick of thriving in poverty and I just need my needs met and I need the basic stuff and I also need to have great stuff and I don't want to do this in my life anymore and I'm doing the work. I mean,
calm down, don't overdo it.
Yeah.
Don't look too far ahead, right? We're running out of time, but I want to say that it says you tend to look ahead and see the Himalayas rather than look at what's the next thing. You're building now more steadily. You're thinking more sustainable ecosystems than you were before, and that's the key. What can you build that's sustainable that will bring in steady income over time? We're going to have to go. We're out of time. Good luck. We're going to catch you in good light and let that Taurus work for you. Okay?
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Take care.
You have every reason to be confident. Okay.
And everybody else, have the best weeks possible, and we'll see you next week. This is Heather Ellen Robbins from Montana, and Mark?
Mark Waltz, signing off from New York, and we'll
Wonderful.
See you next week.